Use This Day, Commentary for the December 27th, 2025 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Each morning as I awake, our two Siamese cats, Simeon and Jasmine, greet me. It is time for them to be fed, and their insistent demands for my attention reveals they have not forgotten that others like them were worshipped by the Egyptians as gods, long before they had the misfortune to live with a commoner like me. They order me to bring them sacrificial offerings or suffer the consequences. Of course, as minor deities, the consequences are usually not mortal, but the disfavor of even such lesser gods can be disquieting. They are not slow to remind me that my wife will be invoked should I fail to respond. So I rouse myself and shuffle to the kitchen to begin the morning feeding regimen. Once begun, the harmony of the universe is quickly restored, and I enjoy their favor once again, at least until it is time for the evening sacrifices. These tongue-in-cheek daily rituals, although humorous, reveal a more profound lesson that life is all about choices, and those choices can have a lasting effect not only on the dispositions of two Siamese cats, but also on much else that transpires as we journey through each day, ultimately weaving those days into the life that transpires between our birth and our death. While I was attending Walla Walla College's School of Theology in the 1970s, a fellow theology student challenged me on that point. "Come on," he said, "it cannot really make a difference how you tie your shoelaces, or whether you walk around a building on the west side as opposed to the east side. God would not use such trivialities in his interactions with his people." But I have read the Bible through from beginning to end many times, and have seen that he does concern himself with such minor things. I have also seen it in my life over the years. In the concluding chapter of the book of Joshua, he calls the people together and tells them to make right choices about their relationship with God, for choices matter. Then, as if to illustrate his point, the next book in the Bible, Judges, gives repeated examples of the results of making bad choices, and then making good choices as the people struggle to find answers for the results of those bad choices that now need correction. One example that shines out is the story of Gideon, found in Judges chapters 6 through 8. The Israelites had failed to deal with the dispossessed people of the land and lived under threat from Midianite raiders. Instead of looking to God for answers, they were worshiping the gods of those who had lived in Canaan before them. One would think if those gods could not deliver those inhabitants from the Israelite invasion, how could they in turn protect the Israelites from being invaded? Nonetheless, even Gideon's family had gone astray. But God saw potential in Gideon and called him to become the deliverer of his people against the Midianites. Gideon lacked faith in God, but was bold enough to ask God for proof that he was more than just his imagination in overdrive. God agreed to a test, and Gideon proposed how he would like to verify that he was speaking with God. He offered to place a sheep fleece on a threshing floor overnight. And if it were wet but the floor was dry, that would be a verification. God agreed, and when he arose the next morning, he discovered the fleece to be wet, but the floor was dry. Thinking it might have simply been a coincidence, Gideon proposed another test with the opposite result. Once again, when he examined the fleece the next morning, this time it was dry and the floor was wet. At that point, choosing to follow God's guidance, Gideon went forward to win a significant victory against the Midianites. But the point of this reference is that God was willing to use something as simple and minor as dew on a lamb's fleece to guide Gideon along the path of redemption, not only for Gideon and his family, but for all Israel. Choices that we think are trivial may have significant impacts on us, our family, our town, and even our nation. Those impacts can be difficult, if not impossible, to ascertain when we make those decisions. Therefore, faith becomes essential. To have a relationship with God, we must believe that He exists, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Does that mean we need to be able to fully understand God before we can enter that relationship? That may be impossible, but it does not prevent the relationship. It may be like this. When I come home to a dark house, I flip a switch, and I instantly have light to prevent stumbling about in the dark. I reap the benefit of that light with my safety, even though I may not understand how electricity works, or whether light is manifest as particles or waves or both. The light still works, even if I know nothing about how or why. Now, if I come home with a friend from a place where they do not have electricity, he may feel we need to kindle a flame and light a torch to find our way about the house. He has no experience with light switches and acts as though the switch does not exist. His solution may provide a more primitive answer to the problem that works even if not as efficiently. But in replacing its function, it does not negate the light switch. The switch continues to offer services for those who would put it to use. Ironically, both the one with the flame and the one with the switch may give thanks to God for providing each as an answer to a problem. And if God is such a variable answer that depends upon our choices for realization, then God is good all the time and not malevolent. The Bible is a case study of the results of myriad choices. When I buy a product, especially a potentially hazardous one, it usually comes with a manual guiding me in how to make safe choices so that I will not harm myself, others, or the product itself while utilizing it. The product's utility makes it a proper choice to tackle certain tasks despite its potential for harm. If I refuse to read the manual or read it and choose to ignore its advice, it does not mean that the manufacturer is malevolent for making such a device. And I would be foolish when faced with a similar problem to say, I will never use that product again because things went wrong when I used it before. The wise course would be to be more attentive and careful when applying the instructions a second time. Then with each successful interaction with the manufacturer's product, I will not only grow more competent with the device, but I will also develop a growing respect for the manufacturer, and I may purchase other items from their product line based on faith in that relationship. Joshua, who assumed leadership of Israel after Moses' death, had that kind of relationship with God. He had witnessed God's deliverance of Israel at the Red Sea, when the only thing the people needed to do was to be still and move forward in faith toward their deliverance from the army of Pharaoh. He had seen repeatedly the results when the people chose to walk away from God or to walk toward Him as they traveled through the wilderness for 40 years. He also noted the suffering of those who chose to follow God but had to suffer with the rest of Israel, even though they made the right choice and everyone else chose poorly. They knew that the resulting suffering was not the result of God's plan or His malevolence, but simply the working out of poor choices. If I grab a scorpion and am stung and suffer for it, it is not the fault of the one who made the scorpion. It is because I chose to grab the scorpion, even if I did it in ignorance. A common flaw of humanity is to avoid responsibility and seek someone to blame. It is the essence of the fall in Eden. When God asked why they chose to eat the fruit from the forbidden tree, Adam did not accept responsibility. He blamed Eve and even blamed God for creating Eve. Eve, in turn, blamed the serpent, not accepting her own responsibility for choosing to believe the serpent instead of God. And this is where we are today. We either deny God exists because of the evil in the world, or we blame God for allowing that evil. But just as it is a sign of maturity within our family and our community to accept responsibility for our choices, it is also a sign of spiritual maturity to do the same with our relationship with God. We once enjoyed the warmth and closeness of that relationship in the beginning. Joshua invites us to step up, be responsible, and choose that joy once again. Thank you for listening to this commentary podcast. You can find a written version of this commentary, as well as hundreds more commentaries and podcasts at our website at www.visitstillwaters.com. You can also find other articles and sermons by the author, as well as links to books he has written. Once again, that's www.visitstillwaters.com. May God richly bless you and your family.